When Lonnie Rashad Lynn Jr. first walked into my Los Angeles studio, I knew he had something special. From somewhere deep within his being, the actor, rapper, and poet known as Common radiated a kind of glow. Not only was he tall and handsome with a shy smile that could light up a room, but there was something not of this world about him, as if he were the walking embodiment of spirit. His very presence was a gift. And then he spoke. Common's voice was so held and constricted, I could barely hear him. It was placed way in the back of his throat, preventing him from fully shaping and articulating sound. To catch all of what he was trying to say, the listener would almost have to lean forward. While his message was well worth the effort, you had to get this fact about him before the conversation even started. Otherwise, the strain of listening often became distracting. As Common began to garner more cachet as an actor, he was asked to give more comprehensive interviews, and they often fell flat. His team of managers, assistants, publicists, and agents knew this. All Hollywood stars have their people, but Common was intensely loyal, and those around him were folks who had known him most of his life. They, more than anyone, understood that the world wasn't getting the full depth of Common's personality, humor, or humanity. And that's why they reached out to me. Our appointment was supposed to last 1 hour, but we talked for two. We each shared deeply personal details about our lives. Common listened to my story with great interest and compassion. He was engaging and funny, a captivating storyteller. The more I got to know him, the more I understood that the way he spoke was a byproduct of his profound sense of humility. Taking up the space around him with his voice felt arrogant to him somehow. He preferred to fly under the radar rather than above it, and as a result, his special something was shrouded in a kind of bashfulness and the need to maintain a cool persona. But when he was appearing on a late-night talk show or doing press junkets, the natural reflex to hold himself back was doing him a huge disservice. To be heard fully, so that the whole world could benefit from his wisdom, he needed to place his voice further forward, allowing the vibration, which is all voice is, to pass through the part of his mouth that shapes and augments sound. As it was, his voice was trapped too far away from the most important articulators, his lips, his teeth, his jaw, the tip of his tongue, and his hard palate. All he needed were a few minor modifications. "But I don't want to change who I am," Common protested. "I don't want to have a higher pitch." "That's not what this is," I assured him. "Who you are won't change. You are simply placing your voice further out front." I got him to try some exercises. I'll go more deeply into these techniques for vocal placement later. But this was a relatively quick fix. By demonstrating what these simple steps could do to help him physically transform his voice, he realized that this was not a change to his persona so much as an enhancement. Through these subtle adjustments, he could fill the space between himself and his listeners with his positive energy.